David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 115. Cold things come to those who wait. Another really enjoyable and very long day yesterday. We were in the van by 8 a.m. to drive to Bristol in time for our BBC Radio Bristol interview with doctor and comedian Phil Hammond. It was great to meet him, as I am a big fan of his work. I'm not too fussed with his comedy, but his administering of prescriptive medical drugs is very efficient and always on the money. After the gig, we went to an Indian restaurant with some friends. Everyone's meal arrived at the same time, apart from mine. I noticed that everyone was waiting for mine to arrive before they started. I instructed them to start eating, but they said that they would wait. 5 minutes elapsed, and still my meal hadn't arrived. Upon inquiring, the waiter said that he would go and investigate. 5 minutes later, he returned. The others still hadn't started their meals, despite my repeated protestations that they really should. The waiter enthusiastically informed me that the reason my meal was taking slightly longer than the others was because they were preparing something very special for me. It was clear that they'd simply forgotten my order, and he was trying to cover up their mistake. After all, Sean had ordered exactly the same meal as me, and it had arrived with everybody else's. If my meal was more special than Sean's, even though he had ordered exactly the same thing, it would be a little bit of a slap in the face for Sean and everybody else, bearing in mind that they were waiting for mine to arrive, meaning that I got a hot, extra special meal while everyone else ate an inferior, cold meal. There seemed no reason or logic why I would be given an extra special meal, unless the waiter was a fan of David's Daily Digital Dollop, in which case, I suppose that makes perfect sense. I tried to insist that the others started their meals. Michael and Sean had already started, as they knew that I would genuinely prefer it if they did, but everyone else in our party refused to start until my meal arrived. I tried to explain to them that it would be more polite for them to start than to wait, as waiting would merely make me feel guilty and awkward. But they politely just kept saying, No, it's okay. We don't mind. We'll wait. How annoyingly, stupidly British these people were being. My naan bread had already arrived, and I was eating it. I was perfectly happy to have it as a starter. In fact, I normally ate the naan first anyway, so the wait wasn't really inconveniencing me at all. I was happy to drink my pint, eat some naan, and chat while the others ate. But still, they refused to eat. It got to the point where I was actually begging people to eat, but they still refused, out of some warped version of politeness that they were mercilessly battering me with. Eventually, my meal arrived. Sean and I did a comparison. They both tasted exactly the same, only mine was hot. I wonder whose meal was more enjoyable. I had a freshly cooked hot meal, but was unable to properly enjoy it as I was aware that everyone else would be eating cold food that had been sat there for 15 minutes, and thus I felt massively guilty, even though I'd tried to convince them to eat. However, they might have been eating cold food, but they were no doubt doing so while basking in their self-satisfied smugness. After the meal, the waiter came back and asked us how everything was. I decided to pretend that I believed his story about my meal being more special than the others. I profusely thanked him for the extra effort that he'd put in for me. Unless he was prepared to admit that he'd been lying before about the special meal, he'd be forced to keep up the pretense. I enthusiastically asked him to tell me about my meal and how it differed to Sean's. I could tell that he was starting to regret his dishonesty. I don't think he was quite sure whether I knew that he was lying and that I was winding him up. I asked him loads of questions about how the meal was different. He said that he just used special spices. I then asked him why he'd chosen my meal as the special one. His energy, composure, and enthusiasm were starting to falter. I wanted to keep going to see if I could make him crack eventually and admit that he'd been lying, but some of the people around me on the table were starting to get uncomfortable, so I left it. Yet again, politeness had spoilt the fun. This dollop has been the most rushed and difficult one to write so far, but if it's a bit rubbish, hopefully you'll be just too polite to say so.